Support for KPLU comes from the lawyers and staff of Stoll Reeves, providing a broad range of legal services to businesses in all stages of growth, with offices from the West Coast to the Midwest. More information is available on the web at stoel.com.
On November 5, 1916, two boatloads of International Workers of the World, also known as the Wobblies, arrived from Seattle to Everett to support striking shingle mill workers. A few days earlier, some Wobblies had been beaten and run out of town in the middle of the night. So this time there were hundreds arriving during the day on two steamers. Everett officials, though, saw the Wobblies as a public safety threat, so they also organized in the hundreds with police, guards, and civilian deputies. Composer Wayne Horvitz is rehearsing his take on the Everett Massacre, working with pianist Christina Valdez and soprano Maria Menisto.
Yeah, let's do that.
They work on one scene about a woman who's imagining what her brother, a Wobbly, would have seen as he sailed into Everett.
He would have heard cheering from the cliffs. There would have been a rope drawn across the wharf. He would have been surrounded by men armed with breath drawn as he tied the boat to the dock.
In another scene, a society wife stands on the cliff and looks out as the workers pull in. Robin Holcomb is a lyricist of Smokestack Arias. She says the Wobblies hadn't planned for the violence.
They weren't going up there for an armed confrontation, but rather a peaceful demonstration. Hope they might be arrested, there might be a little fighting, but I don't think anyone expected what happened.
The Wobblies weren't allowed to get off the boats. It's not clear who fired the first shot, but a gunfight broke out. Five Wobblies and two deputies died. 74 Wobblies were later arrested. Their leader was charged with murder, but eventually acquitted. Holcomb is married to Horvitz, and the couple, who are both performers, have collaborated on historical works before, including a piece about labor activist and songwriter Joe Hill. The Hill work inspired Horvitz to look into the Everett Massacre. But like the Hill composition, Smokestack Arias tells the story through historical fiction.
I like artistic license. You know, I don't need to serve the story in a particular way. I want people to go away with a kind of something that they get from the experience that's more than just, oh, I learned what happened on this day at this point in time.
This story of the Everett Massacre is told from the point of view of fictional female characters imagined by Holcomb. Horvitz wrote the music. She wrote the lyrics based on books, archives, and conversations with historian David Dilgard from the Everett Public Library.
The closer you look at the Everett Massacre, the more Shakespearean it becomes.
But the woman on the ferry!
The historical nuance takes a great deal of time and a great deal of discussion to make sense of, but the emotions involved that built to the event and that followed it from the standpoint of the people who live with the heritage of that kind of tragedy, all those things probably lend themselves most powerfully to some form of art.
That's a song called Who Lies, and it's sung by one of their 10 different women characters in this piece. And this one I call A Woman Caught Between. She's someone who lives in the city of Everett, whose husband may or may not be a member of the commercial club or a businessman, perhaps. She's wondering who's buried here or who were they really? Were they really a threat to her town or not?
The characters also include the wife of a newspaper man, the wife of a sheriff, and a young girl about 10 whose parents are supporters of the striking workers.
Some friends of hers later in the day find some empty shells from the shooting, which later become evidence, presented as evidence in a murder trial of one of the IWW members. So she's trying to piece together what's going on based on what she hears.
To burn it to the ground.
All the characters stand on the periphery of the Everett Massacre, and their loyalties and feelings get tested. It allows the piece to go beyond just one person's perspective, which seems to be a history lesson all its own. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.